This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll be listening 11 to 2. It's Jason alone for now, but soon back with Jason and John. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe.
Yep. We're going to take a break. Chris Harris will join us on the other side. Jeff Gothic here, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station, on the go, on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Rewind any show, any segment now. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Do summer projects your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with Memorial Day savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shot Nurse can help with Lipo B12 injections. Increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With three locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shot Nurse is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
Hey, it's Ron talking about FanDuel, America's favorite place to go have fun. The NBA playoffs are going strong, and man, they are really, 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 really getting good these days. And what you want to do, you want to be a new customer. If you're a new customer, you get $150 in bonus bets with FanDuel with any winning $5 bet. And that's so easy. I would just put everything I got on Mike Conley and the Minnesota Timberwolves or the legendary Boston Celtics. Remember, go to FanDuel.com, use promo code Olsen to get started. FanDuel official sports betting partner of the NBA and WRVR. Must be 21 and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. And remember, use promo code Olson when you sign up at FanDuel.
Hey, Mid-South, I've got Marty McNay getting back to the past on these prices at Gossip and Volkswagen Germantown.
This is heavy, Doc. I mean, Randy. Let's go with 42 MPG Highway and a 2024 Volkswagen Jetta SE for $249 a month. Or take your pick from a 2024 Tiguan S or 2024 Taos SE for only $279.28 a month.
Great Scott, McNate. You got it going on at Gossip Volkswagen Germantown on Winchester Road. Let me hit those deals again. 2024 Volkswagen Jetta SE, $249 a month, or take your pick. 2024 Tiguan S or Taos SE, $279. $29.28 a month.
Your future is whatever you make of it, Randy. So let us help you make your future down here at Gossett Volkswagen Germantown, 7420 Winchester Road, or shop online at GossettVWG.com.
All 36 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, JET number RMO46526, MSRP 26996, TIG1, RM103910, MSRP 31363, House RM00174, MSRP 31414, includes all credit and incentives, PF 695, excludes DTNL, see due for complete details with approved credit dealer stock only, offer expires into the month.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
The laundry room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door. You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through June 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And get free Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And right now, be sure to check out this great deal on whole pork Boston butt. They're on sale now for only $1.69 a pound with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Regents Bank presents Live at the Garden 2024 at the Memphis Botanic Garden. Thursday, June 6th, Live at the Garden welcomes Dierks Bentley.
But what was I thinking?
Don't miss Dierks Bentley Live at the Garden.
On the beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going.
Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Visit RadianceAmp.com. Also presented by South State Duncan Williams, Duncan Williams Asset Management, AutoZone, True Green, The Lilly Company, Gossett Motors Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
I know Skid Row Joe.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now, some's got wives just outside waiting for their return. Long-timers, short-timers, and some waiting to burn. Skid Row Joe, some on vagrancy. They've got all kinds in the Boston jail. Now they've got me. Now some will say, yesterday I really had the jack, but paper and pen got
all
me
right,
locked in.
Show them checks
come a-bouncing back.
Now it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Boston Jail by Porter Wagner. Sending that out to the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, that was no fun. We really needed Indiana to win game one. I hate to say this.
Yep.
And so here we are. And I don't know. Like, is it over? We'll see. It certainly the injury.
It's over.
Certainly,
it's
I
over.
Think it's over. And the injury does not help. But we have one great series still continuing. So I'm going to move right along to other matters. How do you feel about Dave Yeager as the next coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers?
I think Dave Yeager, it'd be funny, you know, one former Grizzly to another. I have always thought highly of Dave Yeager as a coach. I mean, he's had, his issues have not been X's and O's issues to the degree that he's had issues, you know, it's been more relationship stuff or whatever. But I think he's acquitted himself well as a basketball coach whenever he's been a basketball coach. And so if I had a basketball team, I would consider Dave Yeager to be my head coach.
So Dave Yeager, obviously, I mean, I thought he did a good job in Memphis.
I think he did a good job in Sacramento.
I was going to ask you about that. And so he did a good job in Memphis. He obviously had, like, literally, he was taking shots at the front office, you know, public shots at the front office. What were they mostly about? There was the Rodney Hood draft pick, right? That was one.
Rodney Hood was the thing, and that was just kind of dumb. I mean, did they miss on the draft pick? Yeah. In retrospect, if you redrafted it, would Rodney Hood have even been the right pick? Probably not. Probably not. You know. And so, like, whatever. But yeah, there was some personality clash stuff. It was sort of bad timing because it was in the midst of a lot of messiness, beyond just paper messiness, you know? And so there was quite all this stuff going on. That was in the middle of all the, like, Levy and stuff and Levy and Al, and all of that was happening at the same time.
So did Dave Yeager start under Heisley and then continue this coach under Perry? Is that right?
He started as coach under Levy and then continued as coach under Chris Wallace. It was that. So Para comes in, Lionel Hollins is the head coach, Para takes over the team, Levy takes over the front office, at the end of the season, you know, they go to the conference finals. They don't fire him, but they don't renew
him.
His contract was up, they let him go. And then they elevated Dave Yeager after they sort of pretended to have a coaching search and they interviewed George Karl and all this. All right. Dave Yeager, who they were always going to hire. And so Yeager's the head coach, and then Levian gets bounced, and now Yeager's the head coach underneath the front office that didn't hire him,
right?
And you go from there. Yeah.
Yeah. So then Sacramento, what was the story in Sacramento? What do you recall of that
stint? Well, I, if you'd give me a heads up about we were talking about Dave Yeager, I would have refreshed my memory, but I don't.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have instant recall on all the Dave Yeager stuff, except that he was coaching in Sacramento and giving the ownership issues there. And was he the head coach when they decided to take Marvin Bagley, maybe, like, you know, instead of taking somebody good? I don't remember whether he was still there at that point. But I think my general memory is he acquitted himself well.
Right.
Their on-court performance did not fall short of their talent.
Okay, so there's that opening. And then do you have any, like, I haven't asked you about the Lakers opening because, I don't know. Like, how would one possibly know if...
I just hope they do something as silly as possible. That's what I'm rooting for with the Lakers. And so what can I mock Bob Mayer in the text thread on the most? That is what I root for.
Would you mock him on J.J. Redick? Would you mock him?
Yes. Yes, I like J.J. Redick, but come on. I mean, J.J. Redick has never, I mean.
But they do that the time in the league. They do that with Jason Kidd got a job before he'd never, Nash got a job. And, like, it's the Larry Bird got a, this is what they do.
J.J. Redick is not those three people. Which is not to say he won't be a better coach than those three people.
Right.
But, like, I mean, you know, you got two all-time great point guards, and then you got, like, you know, one of the best players in basketball history, and you got J.J. Redick, who's, like, good on television. And so, who knows? Would he be a good coach? Maybe. But, I mean, it seems a little silly to me.
It's kind of remarkable that in the NBA, like, they don't do this. This would never happen in the NFL, that you go from being a great player to without being an assistant or whatever. You know, Tom Brady could own a team or he could be GM of a team. Like, that happened in San Francisco, didn't it? Like, isn't the safety? Isn't he?
John Lynch was not. He went from television to the front office.
So you can, in the front, but no one goes from coaching, from being a great player to being a coach. In the NBA, it seems to be acceptable. You don't have to serve any kind of apprenticeship in terms of,
I mean, it happens, but it's not like people don't raise an eyebrow when it happens.
Right.
You know, I don't think it's common practice. It's something that happens from time to time, and people go, okay, we'll see how that works.
Yeah.
You know, there is skepticism about that approach.
All right, so we'll root for something silly.
Also, like, it's just, to everything that we've just discussed, like, also these people that go from media, like Kerr goes from TV to coach. But Kerr wasn't, like, hosting a radio show with Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Right.
JJ's hosting the
weirdness of
with
this,
your
with
best
this,
player.
That's true, like, right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I listened to the pod yesterday with Drew Hill on the draft, and I would urge people to listen to it. It got me through a run plus more, and so that was good. And you each identified your top eight players. And I think the way you phrased it was for the Grizzlies.
Subject to some tweaking when I do a written version. It might change a little bit, but yeah.
And I'll be honest, one of the things that struck me listening to it was Jeffrey already guessed. I had him said, I said, who are the two players Chris Harrington really likes? And he nailed it. Stephon Castle.
Really, he's doing some work in that sentence, but yeah.
Really, that he likes in the context of this draft class.
Right.
In the context of this draft class. Who does he really like in the context of this draft class? And he nailed it. Stephon Castle and Reed Sheppard are the two. I'll be honest. One of the things I came away.
Just so listeners know, we as part of the thing, we set Alexander Sarr aside. We stipulated he's not on the board at nine.
Sarr was the one player who was off the board.
Right.
And then you were pretty clear that you were doing it with the idea that, like, this is for the Grizzlies, and in particular, you care about the next 2 years, right? Like, you wanted someone.
Yeah. Yeah, and for me, there are really only five players I'm all that interested in, and if they're all five gone, I'm looking hard at trading. Yeah.
Right. So I'm forgetting right now who the five are, but what was interesting to me was I came away a little depressed because the players that collectively, the two of you, and there was more overlap, given that you'd never discussed it in advance, more overlap than I had imagined. The players who you identified, who you liked, and who Drew liked, I just don't think any of them are going to be there. Like, here's the ones that, like, so I don't think Sarr's clearly not going to be there, right? I think we agree on that.
Yep.
But then I think the likelihood is that Reed Sheppard's gone, that Castle's gone, that Klingon's gone, and that Risa Shea are gone. I would bet a fair amount of money that they're all gone.
Yeah, I think in each individual case, it was likely they're gone. Collectively, it's probably still likely all five are gone, but your odds increase that maybe one of them, you know, slips through, Castle or Sheppard, you know, more likely than the other three. But yeah, I agree.
And so then you're left with a bunch of players who, like, honestly, the biggest name, I guess, who I think might be there when the Grizzlies are there, and I don't think he was on your list at all. He was on Drew's list low. Is Ron Holland?
No, he was on both of our lists. He was higher on mine.
He was higher on yours. Where do you have him? Six, something like that. Where do you have him? I forget.
Yeah, anyway. he was one of my five.
Oh, that's right. Because you like his defense.
Because we set Sarr aside.
Right. That's
and
right.
So yeah. So now that's the guy. You know, if it sets up the way people think it's going to set up. That's the guy I would take. But like, I'm not doing cartwheels about it. Like I'm still, I hope they are aggressive. But when I say that, I don't think it's a necessity to make some kind of trade. It's a necessity just to do whatever the best thing is for you to do. But I'd be looking hard at other options other than just sitting there at nine and taking the pick.
Right.
And that includes, by the way, incorporating future draft assets to make moves.
And does that mean for a live, breathing, current NBA player you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about putting my 2025 pick on the table to try to go get Jared Allen or try to go get, you know, make another bid for Mikal Bridges, which is not going to happen. Or I would be interested in doing the same thing they did last summer, which is when they used their current pick and a future pick and some contract stuff that went out and got Marcus Smart. I'd be trying to do something like that again for somebody else.
This time for a big.
Yep. More than likely.
Yeah, this time more than likely for a big. There were, by the way, so Jared McCain didn't make either list, and not only that, he didn't even make a mention. Like Kyle Filipowski.
Yeah, he probably got a mention. We were running out of time late. Filipowski was on my list.
Right, he was on your list.
We were running out of time late, and so I didn't do a lot of, like, Drew did some of his honorable mentions. I didn't really mention any of mine, but McCain was someone I looked at. He would have been just outside my list somewhere. I just worry he's a little too one-dimensional, where someone like Sheppard, I think, has similar shooting ability, similar size, but can do a little bit more.
Yeah, it's interesting. What do you And we may do, because as you pointed out the other day, we got 5 weeks to the draft. I may, yep. Chris, actually engage in some revolutionary, this is going to be revolutionary, some pre-segment planning. And yeah. We may talk about a player a day going.
You have my number.
Going forward, because it may, we got things that, we, anyway. So, but one of the things that intrigued me was this whole discussion, and Drew wrote about it with Stephon Castle, that he evidently has said that he doesn't want to go somewhere where there is a current, you know, incumbent star point guard, basically, that he thinks of himself as a point guard, and that's his preference, to go somewhere. And as someone who had him, as you had him as number one on your list,
yep.
What do you do with that?
Well, what you do with it when you're the team is investigate it more and have a better feel for it than we have on, you know, media comments is what you do.
Right.
And you poke it, you poke at that, and you test how hard that is, how hard that sentiment is. I think he's someone who wants to win. I mean, you saw him fit into that. I know he's like, I sacrificed for UConn. Now I want to do whatever. If he goes somewhere to be the starting point guard next season, they're going to win like 20 games. Do you want to win? Like, you'll get time on the ball. You're coming to a team where people are talking about Scottie Pippen Jr. as a two-way player getting a lot of point guard minutes. So, like, you're not going to be the starting point guard because it's Simon Sean Morant. But, like, there's opportunity for you to play on the ball, to play off the ball, and to step right into the rotation of a team that can win big. Like, let's go, you know?
Glancingly, Drew mentioned the prospect of him going to San Antonio. And I have to say, that made a lot of sense to me. Like, that's a place you could go, and I'm not sure they're ready to win, but if you start with Stephon Castle guarding on the ball and Wembanyama, like, that's pretty formidable.
I think my fear, and it's like these guys may be great, by the way. Maybe I haven't taken them seriously enough.
Right.
But the two guys I have not really considered, because I just don't like to fit for the Grizzlies, are Rob Dillingham and Nikola Topic.
Yeah.
I think those are the guys most likely to slip of the guys who have been projected in the top eight.
Right.
Like, if one of them squirts out, it's probably one of those two guys.
I agree.
What do you do if you're the Grizzlies, you know? Because I don't think they're good fits.
Yeah, that's interesting. Those two are likely to slip for one reason or another. Honestly, defensive reasons mostly. Like, Dillingham doesn't guard, and Topic, is that how you pronounce it? Have you figured that out?
Usually those names have the ch sound at the end, right?
And he's sort of lead-footed a little bit, and you just don't need him. He's not a fit at all for the Grizzlies. All right, why do you like Stephon Castle? Why was he your number one?
I just think no one in this draft is safe. To be good. But I feel like, from what I've seen, he's the safest to be good. I think there's a relatively high floor with him to be a quality NBA player, because I think he's going to be able to be a quality defender at multiple positions. He can handle, he can pass, he can drive, he can cut off the ball, he just has a good feel for the game. The only question about him is really the shooting. And to me, the shooting question isn't can you shoot enough to be good? It's can you shoot enough to be more than good? I think he does so many other things. He can be a good player, because I think the shooting, the worst case scenario of the shooting is not that, like, you know, he can't make a shot. It's that he's Marcus Smart. You know, to me, like, he could very easily just be Marcus Smart, be somebody like that, who's, like, you know, by the way, been a starter, rotation player on, like, successful playoff teams for 10 years. So I think the path for him to just being a good, productive rotation player is shorter than maybe any other guy in the draft.
All right. Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Yep. Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. That is, Jeffrey, where I came down after listening to this podcast. And again, I urge people to listen to it over at the Daily Memphian. They do a great job with the podcast. And this just sort of walks through the players. But the dudes who I think they're going to be gone. Sar is definitely going to be gone.
He's now, I think, minus 250 to go number one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, and then Reed Sheppard, he's going to be gone. Like, he's a freaking knockdown shooter. Like,
his dad's best friend is the head coach of Kentucky, and he didn't really even consider going back. Why?
Right.
Because he knows he's going
high. It's not Reed Sheppard is not dropping to you. Stephon Castle is not dropping to you, because the reasons that Chris has him number one, he's a baller. He can impact on both ends of the court. He's not a great shooter, but he can handle, he can see the floor, he can cut, he can, you know, I think he can run a team, and he can guard multiple positions.
It's like even if he doesn't become a
what you want
shooter,
him to become, he's
he still has
be,
a role yeah. in the NBA.
So Castle is going to be gone. Reed Shepard is going to be gone. You hear different things about Risa Shea, but in the end, he's long and he's a shooter.
Yes,
and
he's a wing.
And various people project him at one, but I don't believe he's going one. But again, I don't think he's dropping to the Grizzlies. So Castle, Shepard, Risa Shea, Sarr. Honestly, of the group, the one that I think is most likely to drop to the Grizzlies, but again, I think highly unlikely to drop to the Grizzlies, is Donovan Clingan, just because he is, in the end, just a center.
Correct.
Right? A non-shooting center, and that is typically devalued in the NBA. But in this draft, in a lot of drafts, you'd say, don't take him in the top five. You need something better than a non-shooting center. But in this draft, where nobody's a sure thing, he's a pretty sure thing to give you 20 minutes a game, at least as a defensive presence, right? To be Jakob Poeltl, you know, whatever. To be, and so,
Never forget who had his card first. I've been preaching.
You've been
Clingan.
On it for a long time.
Yes.
They're all going to be gone, ladies and gentlemen. And so then, as Chris points out, the other people in the draft who you sort of hear knocked around in the top 10 are Dillingham and Topic. Topic? Topic.
I think
Topic.
It's maybe Topic.
Those two.
I think most
Topic is a pure point guard who's lead-footed. Or that's the knock defensively. He's big. I just don't see the fit on this team. I don't see the fit Dillingham necessarily on this team either. And then Ron Holland. And I think Ron Holland. And then you get back to guys who might be of guys who would not be considered a reach. The one they could take who might be there. But you wonder, where is he going to get minutes on the Grizzlies next year? Is Ron Holland.
Yeah.
And then you got guys who are going to be considered reaches. McCain would be one. Zach Edey would be another. Jacoby Walter would be another.
Yeah. Filipowski would be a reach.
Filipowski would be another, but actually could be a good NBA player. Jacoby Walter, you can listen to the podcast. They both like Jacoby Walter. I do too, actually. And so there is those guys.
I do get Jeff Green vibes from Walter, though.
But he's a better shooter.
Yeah, but I get the he's.
Does he want to be a star? You think he's? It's when I think like, Jeff Green, I think guy who thinks he's a star who's not a star.
See, I think that's more Rudy. Jeff Green is the classic. Looks like a basketball
looks like
player.
A basketball player
more than he is a basketball
Jeffrey
player.
Jeffrey described, not Jeffrey, Drew described him as a dog.
I mean,
don't think he's an 18-year-old who had to take a bunch of shots on that team. I think he averaged nearly 6 3-pointers a game. He didn't shoot great, but the shot looks great.
See what I'm saying? Like it's kind of in that.
Okay, I can hear that. And so, if they want to package two number ones and go get a real player, I'm all for that. I am 100% all.
I guess
for
my
that.
Question is because I'm with you. I'm all for it. Is that enough?
Well, I don't know.
Like, that's kind of
well, it's funny. Like, if you look at the odds of where Jared Allen's going to go,
yeah.
Oklahoma City is way high up there.
Yeah, and they have more.
And they got more than, like, yeah, everything you could say about the Grizzlies. They need a big. They don't have a classic big. They don't have a center. They need rebounding. They need blah, 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 blah. They need physicality. Well, so does Oklahoma City. And know what they have? More assets.
Correct.
So if they want him, it seems to me they can get him.
Yeah.
Ahead of the Grizzlies.
I mean, maybe if we're taking the, all right, what have we learned in the playoffs? I mean, maybe, because I agree. If you can do that approach that you and Chris laid out, sign me up. All for that. But if that path isn't there, maybe it's doing something kind of like what Dallas did, which is Dallas identified that they thought Lively was going to be a guy that was the right fit for them. They figured out where roughly he was going to go in the draft. They traded back down to a spot to get another asset that they end up eventually flipping into PJ Washington. but they were able to identify, we like this guy, they moved back, and they got that guy.
So,
which to me, that would be the explanation.
I think it all depends on the, like, if they end up taking Zach Edey, let's just say, at 9.
Okay.
People are going to say, well, they're going to say people, I hate it. Some are going to just hate Zach Edey. But I think the common thing that people will say is, don't hate Zach Edey, but why'd you take him so high? And honestly, my view there, if you can do what Dallas did and get an asset, a valuable asset moving back,
yeah,
sure, do that. I am not going to be upset if you took Zach Edey at 9 instead of 16. You know, I just don't care.
If
Edey's good, he'll be good. If he could, whatever, if he can play minutes for you in this draft, that's fine.
This was what I was preaching in the Sweet Cheeks tent. Like I was saying, like, listen, we can talk about theoretical guys all we want, but one thing I do know about Edey is if you get a guy at number 9 that plays for you, that is a useful pick.
And I'm not sure it would be worth trading back to 16, saying, well, that way we'll get him at a place better. Someone else might take him at, I haven't looked at the draft order in front of me, but someone could take him at, Oklahoma City could take him at, where are they, 12, 11? Where are they picking?
Don't they have two?
Well, they have two of them, but they have one not long behind the Grizzlies. So, like, who's to say you can trade back and still get Zach Edey? If you're going to be doing that,
OKC is 12. You're correct.
So I don't need him to. I don't care. Like, if they take him at, you know what I mean? Like, Trey Murphy, who the Pelicans took it with the Grizzlies pick, right? Wherever that was, they put
16. I think it was 16 or something.
Whatever. Like, whatever, if they had stayed where the Grizzlies ended up picking Zaire Williams and drafted Murphy, no one would be complaining.
Agreed.
He's a good player.
Anyway. Well, my whole deal is, like, yeah, whatever. I hate the whole, you have to take best player available. I think you have to take best player available if you're a bad team.
That is certainly true.
I have no problem with what
you can't take a bad player who, I mean, yeah.
Right.
You can't take a bad player who fits a need because there's no point.
Correct. But, I have no
problem. Zach Edey's not going to be bad.
I have no problem with what the Detroit Lions did in their draft. Their pass defense sucked. It cost them a special, special run. The reason why they didn't beat the Niners is their pass defense. They took two corners in the first round.
Right.
I have zero problem with that.
Okay, you know where I'm going today? I'm going to Oak Hall. This would be the weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Summer is here. So if you've been putting off, this is Memorial Day weekend. If you have been putting off sprucing up your spring and summer merchandise, your wardrobe, this would be the perfect time. You got a little extra time. It's Memorial Day weekend. Days stretching ahead. You got a whole summer of being in the backyard or on the golf course or in the pool or wherever it is. Get yourself to Oak Hall and make it a little, let's be honest, a better-looking summer. Plus, honestly, in the same way, like, for me, Memorial Day, obviously, it's to honor the fallen. It's also the unofficial start of summer. And there's something to be said for walking on in there. They got the swimwear right there. They got the swimwear right there. You got your Peter Millar collection right there. You got your Faraday stuff right there. You got the cricket, beautiful cricket, fun cricket shirts from Cricket right there. Stuff looks great. It's incredibly comfortable in the hot Memphis summer. People are unbelievably. Go celebrate summer. Go celebrate summer today or this weekend with a trip to Oak Hall. Got to take a break. Oh, Jeffrey, this morning on Unsportsmanlike, they outlined a future for your New York Giants that. As soon as I heard it, I'm like, I got to ask Jeffrey how he likes this brilliant vision of the future. I don't think you'll be a fan, but I'll run it by you when we return. Jeff Cockenshire, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This Memorial Day weekend, 92.9 FM ESPN wants to remember the spirit of America's fallen heroes. While we celebrate sports, let us also take a moment to remember those who have served our nation, making the ultimate sacrifice.
Gabe Kuhn here. I know if you're anything like me, you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches. And if you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches, make sure that you don't reach for that national brand you've been reaching for years. But reach for Old Dominic. A spirit from Old Dominic is phenomenal. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. It's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in this city. And the distillery is right here on the riverfront, 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time that you can check out at olddominic.com. Old Dominic Distillery. Come say hi.
At the Regional One Health Surgery Center, our focus is not only on healing, but getting you back to normal as quickly as possible. With expert surgeons and the latest technology, we offer the most advanced robotic and minimally invasive procedures. That means you get the most effective care with less time in the hospital and more time doing what you love. Regional One Health. Specializing in tomorrows.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawon'twait.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone,
and what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6P56109.64, MSRP 50,200. Telluride RG 510. $35,649, MSRP $38,305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP $21,820. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit. Dealers.com.
I got Jeff Allen on the line to hear about some crazy deals happening at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Randy, I'd love to give all our customers our best deal. 2024 Kia Forte LXS gets 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 282 miles EPA estimated range will get you where you want to go in the 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, plus a 2024 Telluride LX, $357 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing and 24-month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9 and peace of mind with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, we'll make you happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Commercial building owner with a flat or metal roof that's leaking, 901 Roof Coatings will repair it. That's right. They're now repairing commercial roof leaks, too. Or need your whole roof restored? They've still got you covered. Call 901-287-1923 or visit 901roofcoatings.com.
Kick off the summer with Family Dollar. Find what you need for warm weather fun, from disposable plates, hot dogs and grilling essentials, to sunscreen, bug repellent, and more. Stop by today to see how you can save at Family Dollar, helping you do more.
This NBA playoffs, FanDuel is giving all customers two chances to bring home a big win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. Just place a same-game parlay on any playoff matchup, and you'll get bonus bets back if you don't win. Bet on everything from rebounds to assists to three-pointers and more. Visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K. And shoot your shot on America's number one sports book. FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NBA and 92.9 ESPN. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. Minimum three-leg parlay is required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire just 7 days after receipt. Max refund is $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, don't hesitate to reach out to the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, Mid-South, I've got Marty McNate getting back to the past on these prices at Gossett Volkswagen Germantown.
This is heavy, Doc. I mean, Randy. Let's go with 42 MPG highway and a 2024 Volkswagen Jetta SE for $249 a month. Or take your pick from a 2024 Tiguan S or 2024 Taos SE for only $279.28 a month.
Great Scott, McNate. You got it going on at Gossett Volkswagen Germantown on Winchester Road. Let me hit those deals again. 2024 Volkswagen Jetta SE $249 a month, or take your pick. 2024 Tiguan S or Taos SE $279.28 a month.
Your future is whatever you make of it, Randy, so let us help you make your future down here at Gossett Volkswagen Germantown, 7420 Winchester Road, or shop online at GossettVWG.com.
All 36 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Jetta number RM046526, MSRP 26996, Tiguan RM103910, MSRP 31363, Taos RM00174, MSRP 31414, includes all credit and incentives, PF 695, excludes PT&L, see dealer for complete details with approved credit, dealer stock only. Offer expires into the month.
Baseball season is heating up. With the free Odyssey app, you can get the most entertaining local coverage of your team while you're at work or on the go. Stay locked in and in the know with your favorite hosts as they bring you unfiltered takes, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Don't miss any of the action. Stream the shows you love live or on demand with the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today for free.
Mom, I got the job in Manhattan.
Do you have a warm enough winter coat? What about your car?
I'm selling it with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer.
How?
I enter my license plate number, miles, condition, upload photos, and boom, an official cash offer from a local dealership.
A cash offer instantly? Oh, did you call Aunt Stella? She's right there in Massachusetts.
Mom, I literally just got the job.
Not everything is as simple as selling your car with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer. Price it, fix it, trade it, sell it, KBB.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go. But the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Warmer weather means getting together with friends on a patio. But where? Owen Brennan's, that's where. The patio at Owen Brennan's is an oasis, an escape from the hustle and the bustle of life. For lunch, dinner, or cocktails, the patio at Owen Brennan's is calling your name. Answer the call.
It's time to get to Gossett Kia on the Pike so Bobby J can put you in your new Kia today. Want summer fun and 41 MPG? We Gossett with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. Get extra room and extra fun with 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease, plus 0% APR for 48 months. Available on the all-new Kia EV9. And peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Include all rebates and incentives. Price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG 510-849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeffrey, did you ever see Super Size Me?
I did see it.
You did?
Yes, and also Morgan... When I was covering Ole Miss, Morgan did some...
This is Morgan Spurlock, and I bring this up because he's passed away at the age of 53.
He did, like, a documentary where he, like, put the pads on and practiced with Ole Miss during the spring. I met him once. He was a very pleasant, nice guy, yeah.
You saw Supersize Me.
I did.
Good?
I wouldn't
watch that because I wouldn't want to have my McDonald's cheeseburgers ruined for me.
I mean, it was Yeah, like that was such like a cultural phenomenon.
It's interesting. So he died at age 53, evidently of cancer. It created this backlash against fast food, but there was a story literally within the last month that I read about how fast food has triumphed. Like, we eat more fast food. Like, there was this backlash back in the day against fast food. We eat more fast food than ever before. It may have paused a little bit.
Well, we were, and now you and I have talked about it. The one place where the prices seem to drive us away is...
There's a little softness there. Anyway, Morgan Spurlock has passed away at the age of 53. The Giants, the vision for the Giants' future that was outlined today on Unsportsmanlike, Jeffrey, was obviously Dak Prescott is playing the last year of his contract, and they can't franchise him.
Correct.
After this year. So he's going to be able to free to, if he wishes, just walk away. It is a hell of a risk by the Lions. I mean, by the Cowboys, right? Don't you think? It's a hell of a risk.
I mean, yes and no. The problem with Dak is Dak is quarterback purgatory.
So I guess it's not a hell of a risk if you just assume he walk away because it's because quarterback purgatory. Anyway, the vision that they sketched was Dak playing his last year, Daniel Jones having a bad year, although evidently connecting with Malik Nabers yesterday on deep routes.
There was also a video of 7-on-7, and even in 7-on-7, like, he had to pull the ball back because the defense fooled him. That was not exactly encouraging.
Dable getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving on from Daniel Jones. Here's what they do. They sign Dak and hire Bill Belichick. How do you like that vision of a bright, shining future for your New York Giants?
I mean, not great, but I guess at a certain point, I would just take meaningful football.
I think you would get meaningful football with that, don't you think?
The thing with Dak is, like, the Cowboys are not just trying to, like, make the playoffs. The Giants have been so bad, I would take making the playoffs. Just playing football that... Give me a reason on Sunday to actually
just a year ago, Jeffrey.
I know. And that was, like, the
playoffs just a year ago. It's interesting, the Bill Belichick... He was at the game last night.
He was.
The Bill Belichick
I now also realize why he never wore hats. Did you see him? He had a hat on last night.
Mm-hmm.
He can't wear hats.
No, he can't wear hats.
Like, it doesn't look right.
I can't either.
Like, it's
I can't wear a hat.
It does not look right. I get it.
He is reinventing himself as a charming fellow. And I think, it's going to work.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
someone is going to hire him. Honestly, he should have been hired. Here's the truth. This is a lesson for all of you. If you are a difficult pain in the ass, people hold that against you, and they don't want to hire you. They'd rather just talk themselves into hiring someone who is not a difficult pain in the ass, right?
Yes.
And he was, by all accounts, a difficult pain in the ass. And so people are like, I'll find someone else who's been an unsuccessful coach to hire instead. Atlanta. And so that's what they're doing. But now he's trying to paint himself as a charming fellow, telling stories, you know.
Yucking it up
and out and about and roasting and everything else. And he's going to get hired, maybe by your Giants. I do not discount the possibility.
That would be 2 years removed from Dable being the coach of the year, for the record. I think the Giants are going to be just good enough
so that they don't
blow everything up. And then I do think it's Daniels last year.
Other national news. We had the release of the Scottie Scheffler videos yesterday. Didn't go well for the police there, did it?
No. And then the subsequent other reporting that came out after.
So Brian Gillis, who was the police officer in question, who made the arrest, said he was dragged and knocked down. Jeffrey, I ask you, I've watched that video now multiple times. Did you see him being dragged and knocked down?
No, in fact, I saw exactly what Scotty said happened. That he was instructed to turn left, and he was trying to turn into the entrance of Valhalla. He turned left, the officer hit his car, and he stopped immediately. That's what we saw in the video.
As the police officer ran to the car?
Yeah.
Listen, most police officers do a marvelous job, courageous. I thank them for their service.
Yes.
Then there's that guy who's like, you dare to defy me?
Mm-hmm.
I run over, I slam the...
Correct.
I pull you out of your car, I arrest you, and then I lie on the police report.
Yes.
Without turning on my camera.
Correct. To make myself
look good or whatever else. And it's just a flat-out lie.
Yes. It turns out he's already previously been suspended multiple times.
God.
He was who I thought he was. When you all stopped judging people... Judging books by its cover, this is why I'm still me.
You're still booking by me. No, okay. Some local news that I wanted to get to as we wrap up here before Memorial Day. First of all, shout out to the University of Memphis student athletes. See this? They had a record departmental grade point average of 3.395.
Get that APR up, baby.
That's pretty, 3.395 is for an entire athletic department. Pretty damn impressive, okay? They had 273 athletes with a GPA of 3.0 or higher. But here's the question for you, Jeffrey.
All right.
After your big triumph in Writer Than Right trivia yesterday,
don't forget my Chris Harrington trivia.
What team, men or women's team, if you can name the best of each gender, that's fine too, posted the highest GPA? What team... I have the highest women's team here, and I have the highest men's team here, and I can also tell you which of them is higher because I have it in front of me, the GPA, the team GPA.
All right, I'm going back now. The problem is I don't know every program.
You don't even know what they all have.
Right, I don't.
Right.
So,
do you want to call up a list?
No, I'll go safest guess. This safest guess was always. Let's do tennis team.
For who? Men or women?
All right, let's say men's tennis.
Very good. Yeah. Men's tennis leads with a spring GPA of 3.75. Shout out to the men's tennis team. Yep.
All right.
How about the women's team? And I'll just tell you, it's not tennis. This, honestly, once I say it, will make all the sense in the world. I'm quite confident, who had the highest GPA.
I don't feel good about this one, but this is what I got on top of my head. Women's soccer.
No, but I don't think you even necessarily know they have this team. Women's cross country.
Yeah.
Cross country athletes are...
Well, there's only like five of them.
and they're dedicated. Like, they're out there running. Like, they're dedicated.
All they do is run and study.
All they do is run and study.
Yeah.
They're nice. They tend to be nice, directed, dedicated, serious people.
Yeah, our valedictorian at MUS was cross-country.
Yeah, cross-country. Yeah. Like, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Cross-country absolutely kills it. And in other local news, did you see the Showboats? They're playing at home tomorrow, and they're giving away a beautiful Showboat spatula.
I only saw this because you put it on Twitter.
It looks useful.
Sturdy. Great, yeah.
Looks sturdy and useful. They're 1-7, but this could, you know what? This could be where their fortunes turn.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying there?
Uh-huh.
With a turn. You'd use a spatula to turn your fortunes.
Yeah.
And either way, if they
turn
lose,
it around, maybe?
You still, turn it over, like flip things. It's time to
flip the season.
It's either way, you get a beautiful spatula. And then the Redbirds are having a deal.
I think it might be too late to flip the season.
The Redbirds are having a deal where they're opening up the old bluff. There's fireworks this weekend. You can go over to the Redbirds website and see what's happening. But they're having a fireworks show this weekend. That's always big. And they're opening up the old bluff.
It's the
old bluff, the one in left field? Is that the one?
The only bluff I know is the left field.
It's the left field bluff.
Right. Because right field, we had the seats.
They're opening the old. They're opening the old bluff. So
it's the only bluff I know.
That's a fun thing to do. The Big River Crossing Run, the Big River Run, or whatever they call it, the Memphis and May Big River Run is tomorrow. If you want to get out there and run around a little bit, so that's good. Or if you just want to entertain yourself, Jeffrey, I would ask you this. It's from a new study that came out this week.
Okay.
There are now in America more people who engage in daily use of weed than in daily use of alcohol. Do you believe that?
Actually, I do.
And it's 17.7 million daily use of weed, 14.7 million daily use of alcohol.
So I do believe that because I had this life theory that when I went to school in California, I felt like everything that happened everywhere else happened 10 years sooner in California. And when I first got to college, the thing that truly took me by surprise was when kids would party, they didn't drink. They just smoked weed. And that's,
and I think, like, many more people drink than use weed. That is still true.
Right.
But daily, not many people drink every day.
Yes.
You drink 3 days a week. You drink on the weekend.
You drink whatever else.
Whereas weed, if you are a weed user,
you're committed.
You could just have a gummy at night, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost medicinal. Yes. I know a woman who just uses it to calm down every day. It's daily. I think it lends itself more to daily use. I'm not saying it's without its perils.
Right.
I've been reading about its perils today. There's a vomiting condition that is associated with daily weed use, which doesn't sound very pleasant.
Yummy.
Doesn't sound very pleasant. But yeah, daily weed, 17.7 million. Daily booze, 14.7 million. However you choose to celebrate your Memorial Day weekend,
Please do so responsibly.
Do it responsibly. Jeffrey, what is coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John with Jason. Anthony Sane joins the program at 1:25. Don't forget about Fade Brad. Today, Blake Topmeyer will join me on Giannotto and Jeffrey. It is Friday, so David Cobb will join Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We will be back. Let's be honest. We'll be back Tuesday.
Yep.
So until then, our work is done.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station, on the go. On the Odyssey app, download the Odyssey app. Follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Rewind any show, any segment now. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouthwatering choices with savings beyond low prices. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And right now, be sure to check out this great deal on whole pork Boston butt. They're on sale now for only $1.69 a pound with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spring has sprung at Southland Casino Hotel. Join us in April and May for the $600,000 Spring Fling Giveaway. On Mondays and Tuesdays from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., play your favorite slot machine and you could instantly receive up to $100 in free play. Close out the week with $20,000 Friday drawings and win your share of $20,000 cash every 30 minutes from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Earn entries Monday through Friday, plus get a free entry every weekday for the Friday drawings. Big wins are blooming only at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help winning, call 800-522-4700.
Spring is the best season in Memphis. We can agree on that, right? All the colors, all the trips and the celebrations and the entire city springing to life again. Well, the same thing is true at Oak Hall. The place is bursting with color these days. Oak Hall has brand new collection from Cricut that you really have to see. They've got brand new knit shirts and spring outerwear from Holderness and Born. And of course, all the stunning clothes you expect from Vuori, Faraday, and Peter Millar. So whatever you're looking forward to, whether it's a spring trip or backyard barbecues or a wedding, make the best season in Memphis even better by visiting your friends at Oak Hall.
What could be more fun and exciting than working for a company that produces many of your favorite beverages like beer, seltzers, and more? At Blue City Brewery, we make them all, and we want you to join our team. As a maintenance team member, you can make up to $40 an hour. Yeah, you heard that right. And we're hosting a maintenance job fair on Thursday, May 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the brewery, located at 5151 East Rains Road in Memphis. We'll be conducting on-the-spot interviews. For additional career info, visit citybrewery.com.
Enjoy half-price shakes every night after 7 p.m. in any size and any flavor at Sonic. An online and app exclusive for a limited time only at Sonic.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Like 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. It's better over. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. Switch today.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details.
Do you feel like you're just a number at your financial institution? At Leaders Credit Union, you're not a number. You're a member, which means you're known and you have a champion to help conquer your financial goals. Being a member-owned cooperative means when Leaders gives back to the community, you do too. Your progress propels us forward as we walk beside you every step of the way.
I'm a member.
I'm a member.
We're members.
I'm a member.
Are you?
Leaders is federally insured by NCUA.
Gabe Kuhn here. I know if you're anything like me, you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches. And if you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches, make sure that you don't reach for that national brand you've been reaching for years. But reach for Old Dominic. A spirit from Old Dominic is phenomenal. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. It's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in this city. And the distillery is right here on the riverfront, 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time that you can check out at olddominic.com. Old Dominic Distillery. Come say hi.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I'm talking with longtime customers about why they love the Shot Nurse. What do you love about the Shot Nurse?
Because of my work, I have to get a lot of vaccines for travel, and the Shot Nurse always has everything I need, and I don't need an appointment. I love it.
For efficient wellness and immunization services, the Shot Nurse is your wise choice.
Solutions you need with a personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV 6P56109.64, MSRP 50,200. Telluride RG 510.849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE 78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit. Dealers.com.
I got Jeff Allen on the line to hear about some crazy deals happening at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Randy, I'd love to give all our customers our best deal. 2024 Kia Forte LXS gets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.